Hey, this is Leo for actualize.org, and in this quick self-help segment, in about 10 minutes, I'm going to talk about what is the purpose of life. It's actually a super deep and fascinating metaphysical topic that I love to think about being a philosophy major. This is something that I've really delved into years ago in my college days. But now, let me share with you some of the practical advice I have about what the purpose of life is and how that relates and how that actually applies and influences your day-to-day life, how I think it should. So, of course, this is a kind of a controversial topic, and different people have different opinions, but I'm going to tell you my side of the story. The purpose of life is that there is no purpose. And this is actually a very deep concept. I'm not saying this flippantly. This is something that I've pondered for a long time, and this is something that I've really studied. The fact is that life and reality is neutral, right? We have to understand that there's an external world, so to speak, and then there's an internal world, what's happening in our mind. And meaning only exists inside the mind. It does not exist in the external world. And the same goes for other human-type conditions. For example, happiness, sadness, depression, confidence, anxiety, fear, stress, any kind of emotion, and any kind of meaning that's generally attached to anything in life exists only in the mind. That's the only place it exists. And purpose is meaning. And that does not exist anywhere outside. So there is no objective one purpose to life. It kind of is whatever you make it. And this really reminds me of the Henry Ford quote, which goes, whether you're right, you're right. And if you think you're right, you're right. And if you think you're wrong, you're also right. It's kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy. So whatever you feel your purpose is in life is what it is. You make your purpose. So that means that if you're a nihilist and you think that there is no purpose and that life is pointless, then that's what it is for you. And you will be right in that. And yet, if you think that your purpose is to go out there and to do something, to raise a family, to go out there and build a business, to make some sort of contribution to society, to just go travel the world, to explore life, to understand life, to read a bunch of books, whatever, that will be your purpose. And that's pretty much the end of it. Because here's the thing, like the Buddhists say, reality is neutral to your wishes, to your desires. It's totally neutral. We live in a world that's consistent with that. That means that people can do and think whatever they want and believe whatever they want. And there's nothing really restricting them from that. I can believe whatever I want. And if I believe it strongly enough, that's going to be my reality. Sure, I can't believe that I'm going to fly and I'm going to fly all of a sudden. That's not going to happen. I'm not going to contradict the laws of physics. But in general, purpose doesn't work that way. Purpose kind of stays inside your mind. It doesn't usually hit up against something physical like the way flying would or jumping out of a building and not dying. You know, that you can't work your way out of with your mind. But as far as purpose goes, it's just whatever you feel it is. And, you know, even though I say that there is no purpose, that doesn't mean I live my life with no purpose. In fact, I think I'm more purpose-driven, even though I believe that there's no fundamental purpose, than most other people out there. Because for me, I feel like life is short. And I feel that even though I have a purpose, I understand that it's one of an infinite number of purposes. And that I'm not saying that it's the only purpose, and that it's the one purpose that everybody else should have. I'm just saying it's my purpose. And for me, my purpose is that I want to be the best that I can be. I want to live up to my full potential in life. I want to be excellent. I want to live up to high consciousness values. Like, I want to honor beauty and truth, and I want to understand life, and I want to experience life. To me, living a full life is the point of life. And also, another big purpose for me is to use my conscious mind to understand life, because I feel like we are one of the few organisms, maybe in the whole universe, but at least on Earth, as far as we know, that has a conscious mind, which means that we can actually understand the universe. It's kind of a cool idea that we, being part of the universe, is like the universe understanding itself. And I feel there's something kind of sacred in that. Not objectively sacred, but subjectively sacred. To me, there's meaning in that, in just understanding the universe. Like, it's cool that we as humans get the privilege to understand, like, how gravity works, the laws of gravity. We figure that out. We understand mathematics to a very exact degree. We understand certain things in philosophy. We understand human psychology. We understand how all these things work. We have all this data, all this knowledge that we've built up, and that's amazing that we get to be part of this reality. We don't really have even a good definition of what this reality is. We don't even understand it, but we understand parts of it, and to me, that process of understanding it, that's like an end in itself. And then, of course, also experiencing life. I think that every organism that's alive also has this privilege of having consciousness. So there is like the kind of analytical consciousness that only humans have, but then there is just the experiential consciousness, which all animals and organisms have to various degrees. Even like a bacteria has a certain consciousness that we can associate to it. Like, it can feel things, it can register different sensations. And the same with insects and birds, and then mammals and monkeys and us. And so we can experience the richness of life. We can see it, we can smell it, we can taste it, we can travel the world, we can experience all this stuff. And to me, to die and to not take in as much as we could have, to not understand as much of the world as we could have, that's a big waste. And I'm not saying that that's factually, objectively true. I think that, in fact, if I wanted to, I could totally justify sitting around on my ass and doing nothing my whole life. And that would be, in some sense, one path that I chose. Carlos Castaneda, in The Wheel of Time, has a brilliant quote about this. And he talks about the warrior. He talks about how in the ancient Aztec and Mexican traditions, the shamans and the medicine men, they would train warriors. And these warriors were different than the laymen of the tribe. And these warriors would go out and they would pick a purpose and they would dedicate their life to it. And they would be so committed to that purpose that they would bleed for it and they would die for it. And that gave them direction in life. That gave them satisfaction in life. But what's really fascinating about that is, in his quote, he talks about how the warrior chooses a path, but even though he chooses a path with heart and he's totally committed to it, as though that path were the one path and as though it were the most important path. At the same time, he realizes that that path is no more meaningful and no less meaningful than any other. It's just like any other. And that any path you choose is a valid path, as long as it's a path that has heart for you. So that's the ultimate question. Don't go around and look for the purpose of life in a book. That's silly. Don't get it from a video. I'm not telling you what the purpose of life is. I'm telling you that ultimately you got to figure that out for yourself. And whatever you settle on is what it's going to be. So that's kind of the bottom line of it, is that take this to heart and really understand what that means. That if it's up to you, it really is up to you. And you can choose to squander this opportunity, or you can choose to make the most of it. And also, I think you should understand that as human beings, we have certain biological needs and tendencies. And one of those is the need to self-actualize, which means to live up to your full potential. So, as human beings, as Abraham Maslow talks about brilliantly, the guy who invented the hierarchy of needs that you might have learned in psychology class, well, he's got the lower level needs at the bottom, like food and survival and shelter, and then he's got the highest level need, which is self-actualization. And he talks about self-actualization. And actually what he says about it, very interestingly, is that self-actualization is a need. It's a need. It's a need to live up to your full potential. And humans have this need. And it's just like a vitamin. You can be deficient in a vitamin, and then your body is going to be dysfunctional. And the same thing with self-actualization. When you're not living up to your highest potential, you're not living up to that vision of who you know you can be, and you're not tapping into your greatest strengths, then as a human being, because you have the psychology that you do, as arbitrary as it is, we just have this psychology that when we're not goal-driven and we're not pursuing our edge and we're not living a big life, then we start to feel dissatisfied. And it starts to rot our soul from the inside. It starts to gnaw at you. It starts to rot you. It leads to a mediocre, regretful, painful kind of life. Do you really want that? Maybe you do. Maybe that's the path for you, is to be lazy or to not do anything or to think that you can just sit around or that maybe to think that living kind of an average existence, doing a 9-to-5 job is perfectly cool. And maybe that is the case. But I can promise you this, even if you do commit to that path, understand that that's going to be a frustrating road to hoe. And I would not want to hoe that road. I've done it. It's soul destroying. What you want, because you are a human being and you have this need for self-actualization, is you want to live up to your full potential. So that is, to me, the ultimate meaning and purpose of life, is self-actualization. That is why I named my website actualized.org, because I want to help people get actualized. And I think not enough people understand the deficiency need they have with self-actualization. I think that so many of us are deficient in that one area of our lives that we are dissatisfied and we don't even know why. So I'm going to wrap it up there. Go ahead, post your comments. I'd love to hear from you what you think about this. What do you think the purpose of life is? I'm curious. I'll read and comment. And of course, please like and share. And then if you resonate with this idea of self-actualization, then you will be pleased to know that you can go to actualize.org and we have got you covered on all the self-actualization material, theory, techniques, strategies that I've researched, and I've researched many, many of them, and I continue to do that because I'm really passionate about self-actualization. That's what I'm about. Go there, subscribe to the newsletter, a lot of free, amazing content that you can look at right now that will get you on that path, get you on that path to get you self-actualized. You know you want it. I know you want it. We all want it because human beings need it. All right.